Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject many are not aware of. We're talking about the question, did Jesus have a kind of dysphoria like the transgenders? The McLean Bible Church in Virginia is teaching that. David Platt and Pastor Saunders, one of the pastors on staff with him, that's where they're teaching. What we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call the societal, cultural, moral depravity being considered normal today, rather than standing for the truth of God's Word. If God's Word says it, that settles it, and we ought not to add to or take away. In fact, there's a major statement in the Scripture that your name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life if you add to or take away from the Word of God. That's Satan's statement back in Genesis 3, yea, hath God said. Ladies and gentlemen, if God said it, that settles it, and we ought not to try to add to or take away from it. We're talking with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is a student of Conservative Theological University. He's just starting this semester on his doctoral program for the Doctor of Ministries. He's completed his bachelor's and master's program and has entered into that level of higher education, Christian higher education. Pastor, when we talk about these things taking place, do you believe that it's vital for us to have pastors in the pulpits today that will be theologically, doctrinally trained on a systematic basis in a conservative theological setting? What are your thoughts about Christian higher education for pastors?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, because we are living in critical times right now, and I say critical because every minute counts. We don't have any time to lose.
That's right.
People are slipping away into eternity almost every second now. We used to say, you know, back in the day, here today and gone tomorrow. But now we can say here today, gone today. People are just, you know, God are calling many people, you know, away from here. And if your soul is not right when he calls your name, my friend, then it's going to be sad. Your sad is going to be your case. So this is where we come in as ministers of God, of the gospel, being able, let's say, able-bodied ministers who have been taught. Because when we go back to the scripture, Paul told Titus, in the book of Titus, the first chapter, he said, ordain qualified elders. Amen.
Yes.
Qualified people. That's people who have been trained, instructed in the way. Those, amen, who adhere to the word of God. In other words, like the old people used to say back in the days, those who won't take wooden nickels. That's what the problem is
right now.
On today, Dr. Youngblood. They are taking wooden nickels. In other words, when a wooden nickel, where can you spend that? What good is it? Can you buy anything with that? We need to know and understand if it's worthless, especially when it comes down to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. My friend, it's no good for us if we are called children of God on today. So that's the reason why I thank God for CTU. I thank God for being a part, you know, of what you are doing here on today, reaching out, amen, to a lost and dying world. Pastor, I just want to speak to them, all the pastors, any pastors or any saints that might be listening to this broadcast on today. You have not arrived yet, even though you might have been in the way for a mighty long time. Sometimes, Dr. Youngblood, that's the end result. A lot of people are just in the way. They're not making any progress. But right. I'm talking about when we're talking about the way, I'm speaking about, amen, in the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ, in the church. Amen. The called out ones, the chosen ones, amen, that God has set aside for himself at this particular moment of time. You need to know and understand that you will never know it all. In fact, when we live the Christian life, it is a life full of learning until God calls us home. We never learn it all. We can continue to learn something the whole time that we are here. In fact, the scripture tells us there's nothing new under the sun. We can always learn something from somebody, but more especially when we come down to being instructed by those in the way such as yourself and others, amen, who have been seasoned. This is what we call seasoned people, amen, people that have been seasoned in the gospel, amen, in the church for many years, got a lot of years under your belt, a lot of experience and this kind of stuff like that. And those who know, amen, what the word of God says for a truth, not because someone else said it, you believe it, but because you have read it and God has revealed it to you by his spirit. Now he has made you an able-bodied minister so that you can teach others what that word says. And so we need to know and understand we definitely need more and more teaching in this day and time that we're living in right now in order to counteract that falsehood that's out there that's misleading so many people.
Absolutely. Pastor Davis, hold one moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. While I was holding, Dr. Davis, sir, he stole my thunder. He said the exact thing I would like to say is that these men, that when you put the Bible down on the table and stray away and start chasing nickels, numbers, and noses, you've lost it. And that's where the LGBTQ, all of these groups, they got their own groups because it's nickels, numbers, and noses. But Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to, again, say the same thing. Dr., I call him Dr. Davis. He will be a doctor before too long. The same thing that I'd like to give you, my own personal gratitude for standing by the truth that First Conservative Baptist is not the biggest church. It doesn't have the most noses or nickels or numbers, but it does have the truth. If the truth is not in it, it's not there. It doesn't stand for that. And I'd just like to thank you today personally for the stance you take on the truth. That
Amen.
You definitely don't chase nickels, numbers, and noses. And I admire you, and I respect you for that.
Well, brother, I'm humbled by your statement, and I'm so thankful for your insight and your wisdom. And I'm thankful for the privilege, the opportunity, and the joy that's mine. And I know that Pastor Davis will second the statement that the joy that we have in studying the Word and pointing people to the Lordship of Jesus Christ through the Word of God, not another gospel, but the gospel that saves, the good news that saves.
Amen.
Tom, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. Keep looking up, keep on serving the Lord, and keep on keeping on for the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pastor, I'm thankful that we do have that privilege and that opportunity to do so. Let me ask you a very important question. Perhaps we've got somebody that's listening and they're up in the years similar to the two of us. And they think that, well, I'm too old to go back to school. Are you ever too old to learn?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I gave that some thought myself, actually, before making the final decision to come on to Conservative Theological University. And can I say I know for a fact that, you know, it was by divine appointment because I happened to be listening to the station one day. And Brother Roger was on there, and he started giving information, you know, about the university and the numbers to call. And the Holy Spirit kept tugging at my heart, saying, call the number. Call the number. You know you need to learn. You know that you've always been a student. You know you always wanted to learn. And I kept kind of, you know, sometimes you kind of hesitate to do it. I'm kind of like Gideon. I took the fleece and turned it over on the other side, and I said, well, Lord, if that's what you mean for me to do, wet it on this side. Well, God did. He did it again. He wet it on that side, and I said, I turned it back over again. I said, well, Lord, let me see this one more time. If you wet it on this side, I'll do it. Well, God proved it out again. He wet it on the other side again. And that's when I decided to go ahead, because God was leading me in that direction, and I knew it, amen, because he let me know that through his Spirit, that this is what he wanted me to do, because, as I said before, I had always been, you know, a Bible student, a person that loved to read books. And when I got saved, the Bible just kept me so intrigued. Every time I read it, you know, I wanted to know more and more and more. I mean, that desire just kept increasing within. And even though I thought that, you know, at that particular time that I was already, can I say, less than 100 years old, like we always say? I thought I might have been just a little bit too old to be trying to go back and get back into another school. When I went ahead and did it the way that the Spirit led me to do it, and I had that you know final talk with you and some of the others at the school and they started telling me about the different things that we could do and you know what I could accomplish and different things like that, and I got into it and tried it. Well, I fell in love with it. I said, well, this is just what I really needed. And I thank God for that on today. So this is the reason why I want to say to others, because I know I have others out there that I've been speaking to here lately, you know, about continuing. You're never too old to learn. Get back into it. I mean, don't let that desire just go away. Get back into it, because God has great use for people, amen, who will equip themselves with the knowledge that's necessary to get the job done for, amen, a dying society on today.
Amen. This is the reason, Pastor, I've always used the term that if God's called you to serve, he's called you to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the key in that text, rightly dividing the truth of the word of God. That means cutting it straight. That means looking at it and interpreting what the word says in context. And for the benefit of our audience that perhaps has not heard this statement, there are five things that's important about Bible study: context, 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 and context. If it's a text out of context, it's a pretext and should never be used for a text. And yet there are a lot of preachers today that will take a little fragment, a phrase, a word, a portion of a verse, and will make it say something that it does not say. So, Pastor, that leads me to another question. Since entering Conservative Theological University and earning your bachelor's degree and your master's degree, and by the way, as the people may not know, you've already finished your master's work. You'll officially graduate in May with your master's degree. But this semester, you're already starting on your doctoral degree coursework, your text work for the doctoral program. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Davis will be teaching a mini-master starting the 13th. I believe that is next Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30. Once a week for 4 weeks. It'll be a mini-master, just 4 3-hour sessions, and it'll be on personal evangelism and soul winning. And you're invited to attend. You can come for the first couple of nights just to get your thoughts on it, or you can come on next Monday, which is the 10th, which our semester starts on the 10th. You can come sit in on some of the classes, the regular semester classes on Monday night, Tuesday night. Then Pastor Davis will be teaching on Thursday night. He's getting his feet wet with not only the learning, but then of the teaching aspect in a classroom academic setting. So, Pastor, with that being said, I'm thankful for what I've seen in you and your growth. But I want to ask you a question. How has Conservative Theological University training, has it impacted your ministry? Has it helped? Has it broadened? Has it deepened? Does it cause any difference in your preaching and your teaching? Exactly tell us how it has changed your life in ministry.
Well, let me say, Dr. Youngblood, since coming to a Conservative Theological University, certainly I have gained a lot more knowledge in many other areas where throughout my 36 years of being in Christ, let me say, I thought had come to a standstill. In other words, I thought I couldn't learn any more about certain subjects. But I thank God, amen, because after coming to Conservative, I got a chance to know and understand more, especially about the doctrine of Calvinism, you know, how it's seeped into many churches on the day and how that's a part of the teachings. And that's a false doctrine that's out there. And a lot of people don't even realize that some of that stuff that they're teaching doesn't have any salvation in it, because it's based upon a person. I mean, I guess we might as well just say it. He wasn't saved. He wasn't really what you call a man of God. So we need to know and understand the difference. See, that's what makes the difference right there. When you can get a chance to get into that word and especially be taught by trained individuals who know what the word say, who can pass that on to you and help you to know and understand more about it, then just like myself, it gives me a greater drive and a greater passion to reach souls out there, to let these people know, amen, the truths of the word of God, where you are making your errors at, where you are believing in Calvinism at, where there are many other false things that you don't understand yet about the gospel that you might have been taught for a mighty long time. Now, we need to know and understand, a lot of times people say tradition, you know, because it was tradition, you know, this is the way it's always been done. Well, some tradition is good, but a lot of tradition, I come to find out, was in error. So, Dr. Youngblood, we need to know the difference when it comes down to a situation like that, because that can cause us to stray away from the gospel. So that's the reason why I can say I thank God for the instruction that I'm receiving at CTU.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion or ask questions in relationship to how you can get involved with your studies at Conservative Theological University, let me remind you, as we find printed on the front cover of our theological trifold telling about the university, Conservative Theological University is recognized worldwide for education that's theologically sound, doctrinally conservative, realistically practical, and financially affordable. And our classes for CTU, ladies and gentlemen, you can take classes online, on campus in the classroom, or by the personalized traditional distant education, where you can simply sit in your home or in your office online, or just regular study and responding in written form for your questions and your theological training. We've got students, as you recall, we had one that we interviewed yesterday that was in upstate New York. We have students that are sprinkled across the nation and around the globe, have had since 1982, and we're thankful for the opportunity to impact lives for eternity in training men for the pulpit, in training men and women that are on the mission fields for Christian counselors, Christian education, from a biblical perspective. And let me remind you, we're a Conservative Theological University. We have no strings attached to the federal government. We do not take one dime of federal funds. We are absolutely separate from governmental influence as to what we teach and what we do according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. There are many institutions today, ladies and gentlemen, that you can enroll in and get all kinds of federal grants and dollars because they're controlled by the federal government as to what they can teach and what they must do and how they must respond. But we're not attached to that. We're not controlled by that. We're simply independent and conservative, theologically sound, doctrinally pure. And we invite you to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That number is good around the globe, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, and someone will take your information. You can leave that information so that someone can call you back and respond to your questions about enrollment in Conservative Theological University. Conservative Theological University will accept the transfer of credits from other institutions that are qualified institutions, and I use that term qualified because there's some degree mills out there that we cannot take their transfer of credit. But on a transfer of credit from qualified institutions, we can take that and let you build on it with the additional credits that's needed for you to get your earned associates, earned bachelor's, earned master's, and your earned certified theological degree in higher education, your doctoral program. We've got about five different doctoral programs. We're looking forward to it. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your name and telephone number information so someone can get back with you and get you enrolled. This semester starts on the 10th of January. We'd love to have you come sit on the class just to see what we're doing, ask your question. We'd love to have you get enrolled in time for that. Pastor Davis, I'm thankful for what God's done in your heart and in your life, in your biblical training. You touched on it a moment ago. I could be an eternal student. I enjoy studying the Word. I've used the illustration, I could invest 200 lifetimes, not 200 years, 200 lifetimes, if that were possible, in the study of the Word of God, and it would never scratch the surface of what God's Word has for us if we just keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word. One of the main problems, Pastor Davis, and you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it to our listeners, one of the major problems that we have with theological students today, they want something quick. They want something easy. Study is not easy. The Scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That word study means that it is taking time. It takes effort. It takes strain. It's a strenuous job. Would you say, Pastor, this is where I'm going with the question, would you say that the courses at Conservative Theological University are just simplistic? Is it like going to Sunday school? Or is it sound, deep theological study and training?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you know, sometimes we get in there, especially in the classes, and the Spirit of God comes in while we are having a discussion, and it seems like we're having church. And you know, and I thank God for that, because, you know, we enjoy, you know, when the Spirit of God shows up. But of course, I mean, the teaching there is very deep. You know, if this is what I really want to say, you know, to all pastors, anyone that might be listening to this program, there is always higher heights and deeper depths in Christ Jesus. So you never get to where you learn it all or know it all. Going back to what you just got finished saying, and I will kind of quote King David as he said it in one of the Psalms, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise him with every one. Well, if I had 10,000 lives, Dr. Youngblood, I believe I would keep on studying him with everyone. And I thank and praise God for that, because, again, I just want to keep going higher and higher in Christ. And the only way that we can do that is to know what his word says so that we can get where he wants us to be at in this life that we're living now.
And, Pastor, you touched on a moment ago about the instructions to Titus to appoint pastors. And in that Titus chapter 1, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, if I'm not mistaken, it's left page, left column in my Bible, and I'm not looking at it at this moment. But, and I'll paraphrase, the reason he wanted qualified pastors to be appointed, as you said, is to those pastors to be able to confront false theological doctrinal teaching, even of that era. Today, we have too many pastors that will follow whatever the elitist pastor says rather than following what the Word of God says. They're willing simply to fall in line in order to be recognized. They want people to emulate them, and so they will follow the false teachings and the false theology and the false doctrine. Do you feel that somehow, some way, we've devolved to the position in America from our pulpits where our people, our congregation, are being led astray because of pastors that may have a passion, they may have an urgency in their hearts, but they're not properly trained in the depths and the breadths of the theological truth of the Word of God. And so, therefore, we have pastors, some unintentionally, some intentionally, leading the congregation astray. Do you feel that is serious today? Is it serious enough that we need to be alarmed about it? And what should we do? Perhaps just the listeners that's listening today, what should they do if they're finding errors being taught? Should they sit in that, or should they find a place where they can be taught thoroughly the truth of the Word of God?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, if I were not getting the truth, you know, under a particular leader, and I know it, I mean, because the Spirit of God is going to let you know, deep within your own heart and soul that there's something that you're missing, you know, and I've been, you know, in different places like that. And I've seen individuals, I've talked to individuals, can I say, that's also witnessed that to me. I have a friend right now that you and I know that's been a bishop appointed by someone. And through, you know, our, you know, talking with him and, you know, his I think he had a chance to visit, you know, once or twice out at CTU. He came back to me and told me that he knew that he was missing something. Now, we have a man here that's been appointed a high position of leadership and has a lot of churches to oversee up under his belt. So when you look at the many churches, and then when we count the individuals that are in those churches, that's souls that he's responsible for. So if he's not instructed on how to lead them in the right way, then he are jeopardizing the souls of those individuals. So right here, Dr. Youngblood, as you just got finished saying, it's highly necessary to have qualified individuals who have been trained in the way, because souls are at stake. And when we look at even the president sometimes, when he comes on TV and makes a speech, every once in a while he'll say that the soul of the nation is at stake right now. Yes, that's very true in a lot of spiritual ways. When we look at that, and that's how I take that. Every time he says that, there's something that strikes me in the spirit that lets me know, yes, there are many souls at stake all over the world. And the only hope for man's salvation on today is to put our trust in Christ and in the gospel that's being preached through qualified individuals.
Amen. And Pastor, let's take a few moments. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is a CTU student, graduate level, going into his postgraduate work on the doctoral level this semester. Pastor, it's not just for a pastor to be trained. There may be those that are listening to us today that are deacons, Sunday school teachers, those that simply have a passion to study the Word, not really knowing where God's going to lead them or call them, what He's going to want them to do. I make a recommendation even now that if you're a Sunday school teacher, you're a deacon, you sense that God's calling you for some area, but you don't know exactly where, exactly what, get enrolled in Conservative Theological University. Start studying in depth the Word of God, and God will absolutely open the door at the right time for where He wants you. Pastor Davis, you've heard me say before, down through the past 35-plus years, I've seen men that will enroll in Bible study in the university, and they say, well, I don't really know what God wants me to do. After a year or two in class, they discover that God wants me in the pulpit, God wants me on the mission field, God wants me to do Christian counseling or Christian education. Then they can have that focus in that realm. Pastor, we've got about 45 seconds left for airtime today. Would you close this broadcast by your challenge, whatever God places on your heart, to challenge the listeners to call the 1-800-GO-BIBLE and get enrolled in deeper theological training?
Well, let me say to every individual that's listening on today, God has given a gift to every individual on today. And maybe you might not understand what that gift is. Well, out at CTU, under Dr. Youngblood and the instruction of the others, amen, you can discover what that gift is, develop it, and deploy it, and put it to good work, amen, so that we can bring forth fruit into God's everlasting kingdom. And not only that, my friend, that will also help you in your walk with Christ by giving you a deeper knowledge of what the Word of God says.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Davis, for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
We invite you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.